frog through the incantation of a witch. Maybe their mind goes to a television show or a movie where through black magic or white magic, a spell is placed on someone or something. It could be that our minds return to a childhood time when a story was read to us of witchcraft in action. There are various ideas that accompany the word curse. The problem with these that I have mentioned and others is that it can make us think curses are fictitious in nature. Nothing can be further from the truth. Curses are real. If we do not realize this, we can be living under a curse and not know it. We have accepted the problems in our life as normal, not realizing they could have a spiritual root. This poses a problem. You cannot get free from something you don't know is there. The Lord wants us free to enjoy and experience the life we were created to live. The devil wants to steal it away. John chapter 10, verse 10 tells us the passion of the Lord for us. The thief does not come except to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. John 10, 10. The devil's purpose as the thief is to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said that he, on the other hand, has come that we might have life, and have it more abundantly. We have a God-ordained destiny that we were built and fashioned for. We struggle to get into this destiny.